Make a move, make it matter.
Yeah.
Forget the rest.
How y'all feeling, baby?
You're rocking with the best radio station on the planet. SDM, live unplugged.
6 minutes. Welcome, welcome. We back. High expectations to how the podcast. As always, we live each and every Thursday. Getting it in. YouTube, Spotify. Check us out. I'm your host, Moolah. I got my co-host in the building, Jew. What's going on, bro?
What's good, brother?
Skip is running late as usual. He'll pop in. He just texted us, so we're going to start the show with him, without him, and then he just going to pop in late. But as always, we start our show off 2 Minute Random Thought each and every Thursday. We're bringing you the live breaking news in sports, hip-hop, FanDuel betting, whatever. That's what we talk about on this podcast. Everything. So 2 Minute Random Thought, we're going to get it going. I'm going to start it off this week. And my 2 Minute Random Thought is, first thing I want to do is, I owe my homeboy Jew an apology. What am I apologizing for again?
You called me an idiot live on air and said, you know what the fuck you talking about. When I said professional athletes can bet on other sports, just not their profession.
All right, so we had to go do some little fact-finding, some research.
Yes.
And I'm going to apologize because Jew was right.
Mm-hmm.
He said that if you are an athlete, you can bet on sports. It just cannot be your sport and your team that you play with. So if I'm in the NFL, I could bet on soccer, but that's it.
Baseball.
Basketball. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. But I can't bet on NFL or the Atlanta Falcons if I play with them.
Right.
So I owe you an apology. You was right.
Thank you.
But I'm also going to clown you as well while apologizing to you with this Los Angeles Lakers crap that you gave us. So a couple of shows ago, coming out the All-Star break, Jew made an prediction that the Lakers would be better
second half.
Coming out in the second half than they were in the first half. And that is absolutely terribly wrong.
I said that off the strength because I have high hopes for my man LeBron.
They're 2-9.
You know,
they are absolutely terrible.
They are.
I want to just tell you, stop betting on this team.
Well,
you're wasting money continuously betting on the Lakers.
Well, this you can't team, necessarily listen, say that because the night yes. that I won on, I betted LeBron to get 30 and to win against Golden State.
Okay.
If I would have sent that luck bet to draw. You that night, you would have told me I was fucking stupid.
Luck of the draw. Luck of the draw. Listen, I congratulate you. Great win. But
I'd take my eyes any day with LeBron on the court. Period.
Stop it. Listen, they were terrible. They looked really bad last night. They looked bad.
Yes.
Absolutely terrible last night.
Lakers terrible.
LeBron not. Stop betting on them, man. You're wasting money. And
you know
that prediction
doing?
That you made about them being yes, better in the right. second half
I was, wrong.
Was just a bad prediction.
I was absolutely
prediction.
Wrong. But that's I'm not really ever wrong, to be honest, to America. But I was wrong on that because of my high hopes for a LeBron James team.
Oh, my God.
What I'm going to start doing, I'm going to stop betting that Lakers win.
Please.
And I'm going to just bet my man LeBron get his stacks, his 30 and, you know, 5.
Just
and
bet
five.
Stats.
Yes. I'm
that's all you're going to bet.
I'm going to bet LeBron stats.
And he's actually shocking me. I told y'all, too, on that show that I expect, you know, after 10 games, if the Lakers are trash, which they are, they're 2-9.
They're going to shut them down.
They were supposed to, he was going to shut it down. He's not shutting it down because he's just stat chasing. That's all he's
yes.
doing. He's stat padding. He's yeah. trying to catch Kareem.
Yes.
He's got the 10K assists, 10K rebounds, yes. 30K points.
Yes.
He is going to catch Kareem.
Definitely.
But that team is so bad. And
it's crazy.
He looked terrible the last
game. The oldest niggas on the team is the most consistent. You got LeBron and Melo come out every game, every yeah. night, and give it they all. And they the two oldest niggas on the squad.
I agree. But
that's crazy.
Stop betting on them, man. You losing way too much money. Yeah, that just ain't it. All right, that's my 2 minute random thought. Let me throw it over to Jew. Go ahead, brother. What you got to start the show off with? Two minute random thought. High expectations, the podcast.
Not much. It's just I'm going to start off with the NCAA. You know, the tournament started today. Michigan, you know, pulled off a victory. I was highly upset when the game first started because they kept letting Colorado State rain threes on them nonstop. But a team like them that been there, you know, can face, you know, diversity and what. They did what they supposed to have done coming out in second half, and they end up beating them by double digits, I believe. I don't see Michigan going very far, but they definitely going to compete. If the farthest I'm going to take Michigan to is probably like Sweet 16. They got heart for real. They came out today and showed me that they got heart. And Juwan Howard got something to prove as a coach. And I'm quite sure he's going to be working them boys hard in them boys' ears, you know, heavy throughout this whole tournament, which they might pull off some upset victories. But I don't see them surpassing the Sweet 16. And that's pretty much it. If I had to pick a winner for the NCAA tournament, I'm going to roll with Kentucky or Baylor for the repeat.
Okay.
Who you got?
I like Kansas.
You like Kansas?
I think Kansas is okay. Really good. I give you an upset for tonight, though. Indiana, they playing St. Mary's. They're +2.5, +120 on the money line. Take Indiana tonight. And Jackson Jr. to score over 18.5. They got him at 18.5 tonight. Take him to go over. That kid has been balling. And Indiana is going to be a team that's going to make a run. We always have that team that once a year that makes a nice little run to like the Sweet 16 or some shit like that. So it's going to happen again. I like Indiana chances to do that. All right, so let's get it in. Topic number one, as we always do it, High Expectations, the podcast. Tom Brady, unretired. He is now coming back this year to play in the NFL with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He announced that a few days ago that he is coming back, 40 days after announcing that he retired.
I think.
What are your thoughts, Drew?
We spoke on this because we had a topic on a show a few shows ago.
Well, we didn't tell you that. Obviously, he just broke that he unretired this week.
But what I'm saying is we had the discussion when he first announced his retirement, and I said I don't believe it because the man said he wanted to play till he's 45.
Correct.
And I think he did the, you know, I'm retired thing to get away from the team, to take some time and not have to go to meetings or deal with the media or answer any questions from anyone. That was a smart move to just be gone for 8 weeks without having the Tampa Bay asking him, who do you want on the team? And what you plan on doing next year? Like, he didn't have to answer those questions. He got away from those questions by saying he was retired. I knew the man was coming back. He still had a point to prove. Like, how going out with an L, that's not Tom Brady. He want to go out on top. So, definitely, I can see them coming back next year. Going far again. They just need to be healthy. It was just too much going on this season in the locker room. It was just too much for the Bucks to handle that. Things didn't pan out for them. But they are a great team. And with Tom Brady just announcing that he's coming back, I will put my money on them to, you know, be in contention for another Super Bowl.
Yeah. No, I agree. I think Tom Brady coming back is first of all, I don't think he wanted to come back and play with Tampa. I disagree. I think I felt like he retired in the first place because I don't think he wanted to play with Tampa. And then when he's like, all right, you know, he went back to him and was like, look, is there any way I can unretire and go to San Francisco maybe? And basically Tampa, like, we're not doing that.
Yeah, we're not getting rid of you, like, period.
So if you come back, motherfucker, you're going to have to play for us.
Right.
So I guess Tom was just like, you know what, I don't want to sit around. Right. You know, I like kids, I like the wife, but I don't really want to be sitting around doing that all day. I'm the type of motherfucker, I got to go to work.
He loves competing. He loves
to compete. And that's something that I just feel like with him, he's not going to have anything off the field that's going to really quench his thirst like football. I just don't see it. That's why he unretired and came back. But yeah, I mean, Tampa Bay, listen, I like the Grayson signing for center. that they signed.
Russell Gage.
The receiver.
Yes.
That played with Atlanta when they had Julio and he was the third receiver. Julio and I forgot Ridley. What else they had. And Ridley. Good receiver. They're gonna be good. Listen, they got Tom Brady. Tom Brady had an MVP type season last year. They're gonna be good. I just don't know. I don't know. It's still something to me about them. Like last year, I was like, all right, I'm going with Tampa. Tampa's back in it. I could see them going far. They're going to make it to the Super Bowl. And then they didn't. And then this year, it's just, I don't know. It's something about the team that I can't really put my hand on.
I mean, they lost Godwin at a critical moment in the season.
Well, I'm talking about right now. It's nothing that I could really put my hand on and say,
healthy,
oh, yeah.
And as long as he's healthy, the dude caught 96 passes and didn't even finish the season.
Yeah, but I don't know, man.
That's a big weapon to lose going into the playoffs.
I don't know about Tampa this year. I just don't know. It's something to me that I can't put my finger on, but it's something to me that I'm just not feeling about them. And I don't know if they can make the Super Bowl. I don't think they're better than the Rams. And
Rams not repeating.
I still don't think that, and that's the problem. And they're not better than the Rams. So I don't think the Rams are repeating. I think the Super Bowl winner is coming out of the AFC next year.
For sure.
Not the NFC. It's definitely coming out the AFC again. That's just how I feel about that one. But yeah, as far as him coming back, I think it's great for the NFL. I think this is what they've wanted. You know, let Tom Brady play as long as he can. I really think he wants that 25 seasons. This will be season number 24. I really feel like that's something that he wants to accomplish as well. No NFL player has ever played 25 seasons, and I can see him. That's a goal that he probably wants to accomplish, because I feel like if he does that, you'll never see another NFL player doing 25 seasons. Maybe because of the way how the NFL is shaping up there, especially at the quarterback position. They're not letting you beat up the quarterback like they used to back in the NFL. That's just, you know, what I'm thinking about as far as Tom Brady. But another question for you, Drew. What do you see as far as their record next year? Do you think they're going to be – they were 13-4 this previous year.
Yeah, I'll get them plus 12 wins all day, every day. Definitely getting a plus 12 win season.
Okay. Deep in the playoffs?
Why not?
I don't know.
Why not? We'll it's just how the cards, you know, get dealt out to them. Depending on the matchup, I have to see they match up, you know, at that point in the playoffs. But are they going to be good? They are. They're going to be a plus 12 season team, and they're going to finish probably first in their division. And Tom Brady going to come out and do his thing, and the rest going to be history.
All right. So, topic number two. Let's get right into it. Steph Curry, if you did not watch the Golden State Warriors versus the Boston Celtics game last night, which a lot of people didn't, it was a terrible game, it was a blowout. But Steph Curry got injured. Second quarter, I want to say, or first or second quarter?
It was second quarter.
He got injured. Bad injury. It looked really bad. MRIs came back that he does have a bad foot sprain, and he's going to be out right now. We have no idea. He's just out. So, how do you feel, Drew, as far as the Warriors? Do you think they're going to go far? Do you think they're going to start fluttering off without Steph Curry? This team is
deep.
They're deep, but they're terrible without Steph Curry. When Steph Curry is not on the floor, they're bad. They're really bad. Your thoughts?
My thoughts on that is that same day when he caught his injury, I said earlier in the day, like, if you look at their roster, they have the deepest team in the NBA. Like, their squad is hella deep. You have Poole.
Yeah.
Kuminga. You got Klay back. You got Wiggins. Draymond back. Wiseman coming back. They're just a deep-ass team. Iguodala, you know, that's going to be a good piece to have in the playoffs, because he's going to come in and, you know, do his thing. That's a deep-ass team. But I don't know. It all depends on how long the man out. If he just out for the remainder of the regular season.
Which I'm probably going to say he is. The regular season is what? Only maybe a couple more weeks. Yeah, it's only a couple more weeks.
So he may miss these last final 2 weeks and probably come back second or third game in the playoffs. And once he come back, it's going to be curtains.
Yeah.
After looking at their roster yesterday, I felt like they are the team to beat. Like they will win a championship this year. And as soon as I say that, Steph Curry get hurt. Do you feel like that was a dirty play by Marcus Smart?
No.
I don't either. I know we all know and watched Marcus Smart for a long time.
Yeah.
College days.
Yeah.
He a competitor. He put it all on the court.
Yeah.
And
no, I mean, listen, Marcus Smart is not a dirty player. But he just play hard. That's what he always do.
Yes,
he's always a player that plays hard. He don't play dirty. He just a motherfucker. Listen, he only, 6'1", 6'2"? And he could defend all five positions. At least they let him. They let this little motherfucker defend all five positions. So he got to be gritty. Yeah. He got to play hard. That's all that was. That was just a hard play. Marcus Smart is not a dirty player. Steve Kerr, you were wrong for saying whatever you said.
He took it back at the time.
He need to because that was some bullshit.
He said he coached Marcus Smart in, the World Cup.
The champ is
here. And he knows how
Look who comes in late.
The champ is here.
Mr. Skipper made the show today. Go ahead, Drew. Finish your thoughts.
Yeah, Kerr. At the moment, he was hurt. He was hurt by the situation.
Yeah.
You know, but at the end of the night, Steve Kerr and Marcus Smart, they had a one-on-one conversation, and Marcus Smart was, you know, just let him know, like, I didn't see him. I saw the ball, you know, for a scramble, and I just dove at it.
Right.
So
it ain't look intentional.
Yeah, it wasn't intentional.
And Marcus Smart played like that.
Definitely.
That's what I was just saying. I was saying the same thing.
To play, he's a bitch-ass nigga.
Skip, welcome. Give me your thoughts. How do you feel about that play? And Steph Curry they're saying he's out. They don't have no ETA on how long he's out, but he is out. Which, like me and you
Marcus
were saying.
Smart, he put his body on the line every play. Mm-hmm. So you could look at it and see Steph's leg was just right there. He ain't like, oh my God, about to go intro. Then him and Steve Kerr chopped it up at the end of the game anyway. Yep. So
right.
Marcus Smart a good guy. He just play hard.
Like he said, yep. He didn't see Curry. He just saw the ball.
That's it.
Right. Yeah. So he threw his body at the ball, not Curry.
I agree. No, I like I told y'all earlier, and I just was telling Drew, that's just how he played. They let this motherfucker defend all five positions. You feel me? That's how Marcus Smart is. So he's a gritty player. He's a tough player. He's a hard-nosed player. Nothing about what he did last night to Steph Curry was dirty.
Exactly.
Period. Another question about this team. Draymond Green did come back this week. They did win a few games with now Draymond being back. They lost. They got blew out by, obviously, Boston because Steph Curry being out kind of, shell-shocked them.
That blew their momentum. They lost.
Do you see this team going deep? Like, can they make the NBA Finals? So, let's say if Steph Curry is going to be 75%.
Can they make the Finals? Phoenix deep. I don't think they can.
Bro, but we just had this conversation yesterday.
The other day, me and Drew was on the phone, and we were just saying how deep the Warriors were.
Yeah.
They deep as hell.
They deep as hell. They are.
With Steph being that floor general, I don't know how far they could go. Because just like last night, they got whooped at home. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, but they know what they dealing with moving forward.
Yeah.
So you're going to have the Kuminga stepping up. The pool stepping up. Clay might take over now.
Yeah, they definitely got the potential.
This part, what Golden State needed for Clay to click.
Right.
Clay been balling, man. You seen that the game, I think it was a couple games ago, he put up 38. Mm-hmm. Clay been looking really, really good, man. Yeah, it seemed like he getting his rhythm back, everything back right now. I don't see them going far if Steph is going to be out for a long time, though. They're not going
anywhere. Depends on how that shit line up, too, though.
Anywhere. They not going nowhere if Steph going to be out for a long time.
Now, listen, I'm going to say this, dog. Say this. I know he about to go crazy. The Lakers still a threat.
No, they are not.
Let Russell Westbrook get out this little slump.
He already dogged the Lakers out.
What,
Let Russell Westbrook get out this little slump.
We already.
And LeBron keep playing how he playing, and AD come back.
And they sneak in the play-in tournament.
I mean, they are a threat.
I wouldn't want to play the Lakers in the playoffs.
I would love to play the Lakers.
You see my man, Cat? That's what he shot. But honestly, let me ask you this.
Who career would you rather have?
What are you talking about?
Would you rather have a Russell Westbrook career or Carl Anthony Towns?
We're not talking about that. We talk about right now. Right now, Russell Westbrook is in a all-year slump. So you think he's going to break out of that?
He just might, bro. He's a superstar still at the end of the day.
No, he's not anymore.
He's just having a bad
year. That's why we talking about him. He ain't make the All-Star team this year.
Yeah, because he's having that bad year.
Listen, let that motherfucker wake up.
They get in that play-in tournament and Russell wake up giving niggas 22 and 14.
I've told y'all about.
And 9 rebounds. And LeBron still playing like a damn fool. And AD come back giving you 17
Russ ain't never doing that no more.
How do you know, he bro?
When the last time Russell Westbrook got a triple-double?
I mean, it's the system, man. That's a bad system for Russell. Russell need control of the ball all game. He's a game manager.
Let that motherfucker wake up and
he can't play. Like he Russell can't play Westbrook. The way that he accustomed to playing with a LeBron James on the court.
Russell Westbrook is out of control.
I guarantee
when he plays.
If Russell was on any team right now, he'd still be getting averaging a triple double.
No, he's just old. You're crazy. This is not who he's
not
he
even
is
that
anymore.
Old. You're crazy.
His game is old. He's in his 14th year.
You fucked with the Wizards last year, bro.
Right, I did.
Trash.
And when did Russell wake up?
It was towards the end of the season, and they made the play-in.
And did what?
I mean, it was Bradley Beal. I blame Beal. Beal is fucking their seasons over every year.
Come on, man. What are we talking
about? Let that motherfucker wake up. And
Bill, my guy, I don't know what he doing. He's just collecting a check.
I just had to really sit and think about it. Like, damn, if Russell Westbrook wake up, and I think last night.
Listen,
I'm telling you, bro.
I don't think last night is going to wake him up. People been dogging him all season. He get on air. He talking about his son can't go to school. Like, people calling his whole family Westbrook.
Man, shut up, man. Nobody want to hear that bullshit. Listen, everybody get joked on in the NBA. Yeah. That's part of being a superstar. You can't be sensitive.
What I'm saying is that's not for sure. Last night,
no,
talking
the media,
shit is not a white wake
he's
up.
Been, no. This is the problem, and I've told y'all about Russell Westbrook. Let's end this because we're giving way too much shine to a motherfucker and a team that ain't going nowhere. Let's talk about teams that's actually producing and doing shit. Russell is not it, man. He's never been it. He don't shoot. He's never shot a high percentage. He's always... Think of the teams he's played for before he got to the Lakers. OKC, do they got a big media market? No. Washington, big media market? No. Houston, big media market? No. He finally got to a team where all his shit now is out in the open in the Lakers, and he looked trash. He's always shot low 40s. He's never shot the three well. He's never shot free throws well. And his assists are not off great passes. They're off dump-offs. That's how Russell Westbrook used to get so many assists. He dumped that bitch off. He would run to the rim, and if it was clogged up, he would dump it off to a big man like Steven Adams, and it was an easy putback. Because Russell was driving, and he would take 2 to 3 guys with him. So he's not a great passer. He always got rebounds because he was just he is a hustler. He's a hard-nosed player. But he's never shot the ball well. He's never shot free throws well. And he's never been a winner. Since Kevin Durant's left Russell Westbrook, he's 8-22 in the playoffs. What do we talk about here? Let's stop talking about a player that ain't doing shit. Let's move on to some teams that's actually doing shit.
KD need Russell Westbrook, too.
Obviously. No, he don't.
He needs somebody.
KD won without Russ. He won 2 championships.
With Steph.
Yeah, but he won. He could at least say, I got a championship. Are we going to get back into that? What do you feel about that?
Left and went to the greatest.
That nigga left for the niggas that whooped his ass.
None of that. He left.
Hold on.
Do you discredit
KD championships?
He do get an asterisk to me.
He left.
He did some sucker shit.
And went to the greatest fucking season team of all time.
Not only that,
niggas lost 9 games and he went to go join them.
After they whooped our ass. You know what I'm saying? Shit, and they ain't even whoop our ass. We a game away. We supposed to come like, fuck this. We coming back next year.
Right.
Bro.
That's
you go join these niggas.
Niggas was up three to one.
That's such
I agree.
Shit.
Listen, I agree three to with one. You really just can't be like, you can't I just don't feel that KD is discredited. His championships are discredited. He won back to back championships, back to back finals MVP. Yeah, those are not discredited. He went to LeBron's house and beat him. What are we talking about?
He ain't beat my man Kawhi.
Anyway.
Wasn't he injured?
He got hurt.
Anyway, like I said, enough about this. Enough about the Lakers. Enough about Russell Westbrook. They're trash. Let's stop talking about trash. Minnesota's playing really well. Here's another stat for you. Both teams were 24-24 at one point in time in this season. They were both at one time. They were both 24-24. Since then, Minnesota is 17-5. The Lakers are 5-17. So let's stop. Let's talk about Minnesota. They're doing well. Cat scores 60. Any thoughts on that? Nobody want to praise that.
What they was playing.
I mean, Cat having a tremendous year.
Having a good year.
Yeah, he went to the All-Star
game. See, we want to talk about the garbage, but we don't want to talk about the good players.
I'm just saying, I'm going to spend a couple of seconds. Cat having a great year. Minnesota is rolling now. Cat is the first big man to ever go into a three-point contest and win it. He put up 60. And I think he's
and 17.
And I think he shot like 60 or 70%.
70% from the field.
Yeah, he
balled. Feeling himself for sure.
Definitely.
All right. So, last thought on this topic with Golden State. Steph Curry, to me, is he a top 10 player? I've always wanted to ask this question.
Top 10
player of all time. Yeah, yeah. Now, listen, no doubt Steph Curry is the greatest shooter of all time. But, Skip, is he a top 10 player of all time?
Fuck yeah.
Yes. What the man have? Yeah. Three that rings. Nigga,
he got the best record.
MVP.
He ran the team that got the best NBA record ever, bro.
Right.
Did they win a championship that year, too? Or they lost to
Cleveland, this one for you.
To the greatest player of all time.
Right.
All
right.
So I'm going to give y'all
He definitely top 10, though.
I'm going to give you my top 10 real quick.
And that's why LeBron championship, when he beat that squad, that's like three rings in one, man.
I'm going to give you my top 10 real quick. And y'all tell me, who does Steph Curry go over? Because he's not in my top 10. All right,
go ahead.
Number one is Michael Jordan. Number two is Kobe Bryant. Number three is LeBron James. Number four is Magic Johnson. Number five is Kareem. Number six is Number six is Larry Bird. Number seven is Wilt.
That list shitty already because you leaving out the best.
Wait, he still got three more to go. That's seven. You got three
more. Yeah, I said Wilt.
I bet you leave out this nigga I'm thinking about.
Damn, man. You just discredited my list already.
Go ahead,
damn.
You leaving out a... Go ahead.
All right. Number seven.
Well, you already said seven.
You on eight, buddy.
Who did I say? Wilt was number seven,
you said
right?
Jordan, Kobe, Brown, Bird, Magic, Wilt.
Bron.
Said Bron.
Did you say Bron?
Yeah. And I think you said Hakeem Olajuwon.
I did not say Hakeem Olajuwon. Number eight. God, y'all got me thinking right now. Because I can name 10 better than Steph right now.
You gotta throw Steph in there. You
froze, nigga.
Oh, yeah. I'm missing some players, man. I'm really missing players, and I'm not. And my mind is slipping me right now.
Nigga, no Shaq.
Shaq, thank you.
That's who I was talking about. He wasn't gonna name Shaq. I messed up.
That's my fault. I'm high over here. This high expectations. I'm high, but
I put Wade Shaq in the top 10 all time.
Nah, I'm not putting Stop Wade in the top it. 10 all time. Shaq is number eight because to me he's like one of the greatest centers ever.
Shaq should have been in your top
Bill
five.
Russell is number nine. He's got 11 championships. You have to put him in. No. A nigga with 11 championships, you got to put him in the top 10. Number 10.
Boston Celtics was
the only team.
Damn near. All the good players played for Boston at the time when Bill Russell was winning.
They was fucking Jerry West up.
Baby. It doesn't matter. He got 10. He got 11 right. championships, bro.
All right, go ahead. Who your number 10, bro?
My number 10 one is... This one over here. This is a tough one right here. You know what?
Wardell, nigga.
He trying.
I'm gonna say, you know what? No. My number 10, I'm going to say, is Hakeem Olajuwon. That's my top 10. Go ahead.
My top comments. 10?
No, your comments on mine.
Nigga, Curry better than
Magic.
Magic.
No, he's not. Bird. No, he's not. Yes, first of all, Magic's got five. Magic's got five.
I don't care, but
he's got five championships. And he got like, what, six MVPs or something like that?
Hell no.
And you gotta look at the. Look it up. How many NBA MVPs do Magic got?
He ain't got no six.
And I put that nigga on.
Steph Curry, the only one that was a unanimous. If you want to talk about MVP, Steph Curry, the only one that was a unanimous decision to win an MVP vote.
But that nigga has the best NBA record of all time. He the number one 3-point shooter all
three time. Championships.
Three championships.
Probably
all on one team,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, probably the, about eight All-Stars.
And on top of that, he got a squeaky clean image.
Allen Iverson, to me, is better than Steph Curry.
That's an argument. That's a good argument.
I don't want to do no top 10, man.
It's hard. It's kind of hard, though. But
I know
it's
hard, though, I know bro. Curry in it, though.
All right, top. All right, so it's five positions.
You,
right?
I just named five. I just do named two, 10 for y'all.
Do two.
And my do your
top two
legit.
Ones, top two twos, top two. Do it like that, bro.
You mean?
No, that's too long. Two and we'd be here all day with
no,
that.
No, we wouldn't. That's 10, top 10.
So who you say? Two guards, two centers, two forwards,
two centers, I'm going to go with Shaq and Wilk. I'm going to go with power forwards. I'm going to go with Tim Duncan.
You know what? I've missed Duncan. Yeah, I got to put Duncan like, over Steph. You got to put Duncan over Steph.
Duncan and
KG.
KG.
I don't know. I think Steph go over KG.
But these power forwards.
I know. I'm just saying in my top team.
Now who your threes?
My threes, I'm going to have to go with
Bron
and T-Mac. My two guards, give me
Jordan
and Kobe. And my point guards, I'm going to go with Steph and Magic.
I go with Steph and AI. I like AI. I look at a lot of shit, though, when it comes to it. Like, AI changed the whole culture.
You think Steph was better than Isaiah Thomas?
Duh.
No, you remember Isaiah. Now, listen.
Isaiah was a bad motherfucker.
Thank you.
Isaiah was a bad motherfucker,
I think you
bro.
Forget how good Isaiah was,
but
man.
Steph is a... Steph changed the game, nigga. Yeah, he changed the game, bro.
And by the...
He got seven. He got nigga 7'6" shooting threes.
Listen, I'm just asking you y'all questions.
You heard what Giannis said to him, and to me, Giannis the best player in the NBA right now.
I've been saying that.
And matter of fact, I take out T Mac. I forgot Kawhi. Kawhi is in the top 10
like
all
that.
Time.
He like that.
Fuck you, Kawhi.
What?
That nigga got like what three championships?
No,
maybe
he doesn't.
Four?
He's got two.
He won a
he
few.
He got no four.
Nah, he won
more
than
one with Toronto.
And won like two or three with the Spurs. He won two or three. He might
got
four.
I think he won. No, look it up. I think he got two or three. Look it up. I might be wrong. He might have two or three.
He for sure got three.
Yeah, right.
I think he got two.
Because they beat. Hold on, let me see.
No, so Kawhi Leonard's not in the top 10. He always injured. This nigga ain't even playing this year.
Bro, before Kawhi got hurt, they were saying Kawhi was the best player in the world.
Bro, stop playing.
Like, get out of here, man.
Kawhi Leonard is not in the top 10 all time. Y'all said, you said Kawhi Leonard. No.
Oh, no, he only got two.
Thank you. What are you talking about?
Yeah, but when we just did small fours, I said he's one of the top two small fours all the time.
I disagree with that. Let's get into the next topic real quick. Comment. I just started it from the last comment when we was on Steph, and then obviously we got into Minnesota. But Cat scored 60, and then Kyrie came back and scored 62 on the Orlando, went nuts. I remember we was watching that game, and the motherfucker had 41 in the first half.
Yeah, Kobe record.
Man, he was going nuts. I thought he was going for 70, 80 that night.
Me too.
He would have.
Just give me your comment, Skip, on those two games. Where those two, listen, I hate watching, real quick before you do, I hate watching Kyrie play because it's like, damn, you only could do that on the road. You can't come home, you can't do that. Like, do y'all understand he only played three games out of the last, like, he played in one game out of the last eight.
Left too.
Yeah, but that night I said he was going for the Kobe record. But when I think about it, those records not going to be you know, like mastered again, because look at it. He scored 41 and they was up by 40 damn near. Just how the game goes, they don't let you finish out and play hard anymore. Right. You know, so that record, Kobe 81 and Wilt 100, that shit gonna go another 50 years.
Well, nobody's ever touching Wilt. Nobody's touching 100.
Yeah,
that's crazy, 100. But,
never fucking know.
But I'm saying, even with 81, because if a nigga got 60, he damn near blowing out the other team.
Pretty much.
Right, so.
And what, Devin Booker right under Kobe, right?
Yeah, Devin had 73, I think.
Against Boston.
Yeah, lit Boston ass up.
So,
Kyrie, all right, well, I'll start with Cat.
Go ahead. That's who I really want. This guy has been playing phenomenal,
He's been playing like a motherfucking fool for real. He won a three-point contest. He's feeling himself. He's feeling good. And I seen an interview where somebody was saying, like, I got to get 10 rebounds for us to win. Like, I can't have 7-8 rebounds no more. I got to have a double-double.
For sure, you know what I'm saying?
Like, so he to that point in his career, I think, like, fuck having good stats. I got to do what I got to do so we can win. And they've been playing like a motherfucker. The only thing with Minnesota, they be blowing their leads, it seemed like. They'll be up by 25. Yeah, because
they not a deep team.
They not deep, and they ain't won shit for real.
After you take Edwards out or Russell out or Cat out, that's when the leads start to go down. Yeah.
But Carl Anthony Towns, he having an awesome-ass season. 60, that's big for him.
60 and 17.
And they doing, what you say, 17 and 5 right now?
Minnesota right now is what, the 22? Eighth seed?
But I promise to God.
Are they either the 8th or 7th or 8th?
If they got to play them Lakers for that little play-in tournament, the Lakers going to fuck them boys
up. They're
going
to beat them for sure.
And Kyrie 60, I mean, that's, Kyrie's a hooper.
Yeah. Kyrie just want a ball.
He a hooper.
And
he got a point to prove right now.
And I hate, it sucks watching him, you know, because he can't play full time.
And that's really...
He only can give you this on the road, man. And it's probably going to be like that through the playoffs.
How can he come in the building without a mask, but he can't play?
That's not even the biggest question. How can an opponent, unvaccinated, come play in the same arena that a nigga play for that's not vaccinated and play?
Politics
that's terrible.
Shit. Yeah, pretty much. It's stupid. It makes absolutely no sense. I told y'all this a couple weeks ago. That's the dumbest rule. You know, the dumbest law that they got going on right now. And just, it's stupid. It's keeping Kyrie out from playing. And like I said, he really should be playing, all games. But like they tell everybody, if he want to play, go get the shot. You got to get the shot, man. And he not getting that shot. So that's where we at. On Cat, I think Minnesota's can do something in the playoffs. Can you look up, what are they, an AFC? Can one of y'all look that up? If they an AFC, I think they can go, they can give.
They can't beat Phoenix.
They can't be finished, but they can give them a little run.
They not
the maybe
they
a one,
swept.
Maybe get a game.
No,
they get swept.
No, they ain't gonna get a game.
Hell no.
All right. Well, I don't know.
They 41-30.
They've been playing really well, man. But
they a 7 seed.
7 seed. That's what I said. I thought they were a little
and
higher
they,
than
and
eight.
They. And they would not be.
So
Memphis.
They would get Golden State.
The Memphis.
No, they get Memphis. Yeah. Why not? Memphis ain't won shit.
Man, dude. Memphis good as fuck.
I'm just saying, Memphis ain't won nothing, though. It's not like you got a definite
none
team.
None of these motherfuckers
like, right, Memphis
won nothing.
Gonna come in and win something.
Literally, none of these motherfuckers have won nothing except the Warriors and the Lakers. Bro.
Period. Right. And Phoenix got to the finals. That's huge. You know, that's huge. Oh. But yeah, Kyrie, I hope they change the law in New York, but it looks like they're probably not. They did kind of modify it, but he still can't play. And shout out to Kat. You know, high expectations. Salute you, brother. Again, condolences along. Obviously, his mom passed away from COVID a while ago, but he's been playing well, playing for his mom, playing with a purpose. I love the energy he's been putting on the floor.
I'm looking at it, too, to be honest, how it's looking. It's going to be Minnesota and Clippers play in that play-in. And
they beating the Clippers.
Then Lakers got Pelicans.
Lakers going to lose to the Pelicans.
I'm
not picking the Lakers for the rest of the season.
So wait,
y'all motherfuckers sound crazy.
So 7 and 8 will play in the play-in, and 9 and 10 will play in
the
play-in.
So
and
the winner, Lakers going to have to play the
Phoenix.
I'll take Ingram, McCollum, and Valachunas.
Well, Ingram to ain't beat even the been Lakers. Playing. He played probably like 10 games this season.
Boy, Anthony Davis played 5. So, I mean, listen, I'm not taking them. I'm not picking the Lakers in anything. And even if they do beat the Pelicans, do y'all see them beating Minnesota or the Clippers? They got swept by the Clippers. And Minnesota just clowned and swept by Minnesota. Minnesota been clowning them. Minnesota has beat them an average of 25 points this season.
And they going to really see, like, all right, these grown men, we still boys in this NBA.
I'll take Minnesota. The Lakers are not. Come on, guys. What is wrong with y'all? Stop bringing them up back in this show. They trash. All right, let's get into topic number 4. So this comment, we're going to switch it up and get into the rap game. I asked y'all this, and I want to get y'all now. I got y'all in person, get y'all comments on this. Top 5 rappers in the game right now. I was watching $1 Million Worth of Game podcast, and they asked Dirk this. And I just want to know, it just curious to know you guys' thoughts on who you guys have in your top 5 in the game right now. I'm talking about everything combined. We're not talking about lyrics. This is combining everything. This is lyrics. This is music. This is influence. This is everything. Who is your top 5 in the game right now? I gave y'all mine. I'll give it on the show live, but go ahead, Drew.
I'm going to have to go with Kanye.
In order. Do yours in order.
In order.
Yeah, that's more thinking.
5-1.
Well, I'm going to go Kanye, Drake.
Damn, we got Kanye 5, Drake at 4.
No.
That's why. Okay, so you start.
He going top to bottom.
No, go bottom to top.
That shit hard.
That's hard because to start from the bottom, I can't start from the bottom.
Do how you do it.
So I'm gonna do Kanye, Drake, Lil Baby, Durkio, and Young Thug.
Skip.
Drake. Kanye. Lil Baby.
Durkio.
Dirk.
You say this.
5.
Thugga.
Skip don't mess with Thug like
young
that.
Young Boy.
Yeah. Oh my God. I forgot you do like Young Boy. It's a lot of young motherfuckers that like him, man.
Look at the stream.
Yeah. We're not arguing with you over that. That's a good one. Problem is, he gets no radio play. So you got to, but you still got to include that. He's not being played on the radio. It's got to be a reason why.
Well, the man got more streams than any rapper out there.
He do. My top 5, I think I've told y'all. Number 1.
Make radio music.
Y'all, I don't know why y'all, he ain't in none of y'all top 5. To me, Future is number 1.
He ain't make no music. When the last time you heard something from him?
You got to say.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Future got shit in rotation.
Thank you, Skip.
I haven't heard anything.
Tell Steve Harvey.
That's not even his song.
He out on Dirk new album.
No matter, bro.
He on everything. Like, what is he talking about here? What's this guy talking about?
Talking about his music.
Future number 1, Drake number 2, Thug number 3, Kanye number 4, and my 5th one was God, I forgot. I had gave it to y'all. I don't have that list no more. What was my fifth one?
Little Baby in there.
Lil Baby was my 5th one. My bad, bro. Lil Baby was my 5th one. My honorable mention.
I'm gonna have to go with Young Thug, Running Mate.
What's Kodak Black.
Oh, good one. I like that Kodak.
We looking good on this though, fellas.
I don't even. We is all that brand back? Back? Yeah, is that brand? Yeah, we all looking this, good. Yeah, I sent you that one. I'm not gonna say that. Who did I just say? Kodak is like a great rapper in it. He just got a big influence. Everybody be watching this motherfucker, man. Kodak. He got a lot of streams. He own YouTube. He be getting streamed like crazy. Another honorable mention I want to give is Gucci Mane. That's my other nigga. Because that nigga putting in all... Now, he did just put in a snitch in the rap game. But other than this snitch he put in the rap game...
Who?
Pooh Shiesty. You ain't hear? You ain't see the paperwork come out? Motherfucker going to jail for about 8 to 10. Yeah, and he been snitching on everybody. You ain't been seeing the paperwork? Paperwork out, y'all. The paperwork is out.
Is it real?
It is real. It is real. He done shut down his Instagram, everything. It is so real. Pooh Shiesty is a fraud. Nobody's been fucking with him.
That's crazy.
Yep. So
niggas can't keep their mouth closed.
Mm-hmm, that is real. So yeah,
well, Shiesty is an idiot. Then
yeah,
he was winning.
You know that he was. So they said they caught him with $40,000 in cash. His net worth is $3 million, mm-hmm. and he was trying to kill a nigga.
Right.
Yeah. So he going down, bro. He threw.
Then go tell him.
And been telling. Man. So yeah. But Gucci got a huge influence on the game. He's put a lot of artists in the game.
With everybody on.
Yeah.
Yeah, all yeah. half the niggas with his name.
Yeah. So I gotta say he got a huge influence. But yeah, I don't know why y'all don't have Future on y'all list. That's absolutely insane to me.
Cause we talk about five niggas I name, I feel like they popping more than Future right now.
Exactly.
Bro.
And like I said, if I haven't heard a Future album.
It's coming. Hold on, we just had one 2020. High off life.
I ain't knocking Future, but like as of right now, nigga, Dirt didn't do anything.
Yes, though. It did. High off life. It was number one. It was number one.
I mean,
for like
that was 2 years ago, though, bro.
No, it was just last year, if I'm not mistaken.
You said 2020, bro.
Let me look it up. Even still, I gotta give y'all facts because y'all be going back and checking shit.
A nigga Dirt, he popping right now.
Right.
High off life came off 2020. Yeah.
Lil Baby popping right now.
Yeah, but I'm going off.
Drake
going off. Who you just said Lil Baby, Dirt, all that. Who is their style coming from?
Future.
Thank you. So that's why he is number
well,
one.
Well, I ain't going to say Lil Baby.
Everybody takes his style.
Lil Baby kind of got his own style.
Man, he took
but
it
But you know
Future.
Who all
and
is.
And Thug. You he sound who, like Thug, too.
You know who the Godfather is, though.
Who, Wayne?
Or the young nigga. Dirt, Young Boy, all them young
Chief
niggas.
Keith, that's
Sosa.
He love Chief Keith. About to go
yeah,
there
he
with
love Chief Keith.
And Chief Keith haven't did shit since
he
like
2010. He ain't got to.
But yeah, why don't he make music?
That nigga went to
What's
go.
Up with
he
him?
Ducking off in Cali.
Yeah, the nigga just living his life.
Getting fat.
Nigga just living his life. Motherfucker just living his life, bro.
That's crazy, man. Why he don't make music no more?
That motherfucker had one interview ever.
Yeah, that's what I said. Why he don't make music no more?
He don't want to, bro. He ain't got to.
Cause he hiding.
From who?
You can't make music hiding.
Who he hiding from?
Some Chicago boys.
He be finding them niggas out to hang with him. They fuck with him.
Yeah. Why he ain't going to his own
Skip
hood?
Love, he Chief Keef.
Because of the police. He got outstanding warrants in Chicago. He got out of jail and said, fuck it, I'm out of here.
So he ran. He on the run.
Yeah.
That's crazy, man.
Yeah, nigga went to L.A.
Man, Sosa ain't better than Durky, yo.
He's not.
He not better he than not. Him, but... Bro.
Sosa not better than King Von.
He's not.
Sosa not better.
But Sosa is
they Sada baby.
Sosa is their father, nigga.
What are you talking about?
They father,
he birthed
nigga.
Him?
Come on. They just say that shit, man. Dirk might not say that shit, but King Von and
bro, you know this motherfucker came out with one song that y'all love him from. He had that one song where he was jumping up and down in the house that he just brought with no furniture.
And put all
it.
Them niggas on. We wouldn't be talking about.
I mean, yeah, he put Chicago on.
He
the
did
map for
bro.
Sure.
But
definitely,
you got to give it up with him. He ain't got nothing.
I mean, I'm not saying. What did I say, bro? When you asked,
I mean, if you I come out hot and you can't keep that wave going for some years, you garbage.
It's not that he couldn't keep it. I don't think, bro. I think he said, "Fuck it, I don't give a fuck."
Yeah.
Bro, listen.
Actually, I read and saw like YouTube videos. Them niggas was getting down on him, like breaking in his house and
yeah,
stealing from
and
him.
And he said, "Fuck all y'all. I'm about to move to LA."
Yeah, he stopped fucking with them niggas.
How do you know all of this? Are you from Chicago or something?
I mean, but the
I mean, you got a phone. You got YouTube.
Nigga, this shit just be popping up.
Oh no, I thought you like really like know niggas that know
no,
niggas.
No, I know niggas in Chicago, and they like
that fuck
so
with
so
him.
Bro, Sosa, they would say, like, nigga, Sosa is the real king of Chicago, nigga. Right. When it come to that shit, he run that bitch.
All right, bro. Last, real quick.
My nigga,
I just want y'all to give me comments on this real quick, and then we're going to give our FanDuel's bets of the night, and we're going to get up out of here. Jesse Smollett, I want to get y'all comments on that.
Who was that?
For what?
He
I don't
tested,
know who
he,
that
he
is.
He was guilty for lying and making up fake charges. Obviously, this was the guy
Empire,
who thought
bro.
He had got
that
beat up and
like
insulted on the
old.
Side of the street. His sentencing finally came out. He's spending 150 days in jail. I just want y'all quick comments on that. How do y'all feel about that situation?
Fuck you.
He a dirtbag for that. How you going? I can't go there because I don't even try to kill my character by going into some
no, listen,
shit.
Bro. Like yeah, that, it's like people really go through the shit that he said he went through.
Right,
and he tried to take advantage of
He tried to gain spotlight off of some shit
that's a real problem happening
you know, in that society.
It was terrible.
And it wasn't cool. Yeah. You got to do 150 days.
Which a slap on the wrist for a nigga lying, setting up his
Niggas be winning to lose, bro. Wallow had said that shit. He was tight on the, if you watch the Dirk interview, he said, like, y'all niggas got to stop winning to lose. Like, that nigga was winning in his lane, and then you did some dumb shit, and now you losing.
Right.
Niggas got to stop winning to
they
lose.
They ended that show because of that bullshit that he did. Y'all know that, right? I mean, that show was over because of that shit.
He fucked it up.
Look at Derrick, right there.
I don't follow dude. I don't really care about dude, but I just wanted to get a topic in on him in the comment because.
That's fair, bro.
He took a situation and took advantage of a situation that was going on. The Black Lives Matter movement, everything that was going on during that. And he just, I felt like he took advantage of a situation then, saying that he got assaulted on the street and he was just doing this shit for attention. Yeah. And that's absolutely insane that motherfuckers would go that far and that deep to do shit just for attention. It's insane to me. He get what he deserved. He should have been in jail a little bit longer, but they gave him 150 days. So it is what it is. All right. Bets of the night. Let's get it in. What you guys got going? Jew, what you got? You been on your phone on FanDuel. I know you're trying to hit something.
I mean, currently right now, I'm rolling with UConn over New Mexico State. Kentucky to beat St. Peter's by 11 or more. Indiana to beat St. Mary's. I'm taking San Diego State over Crittenton, Arkansas over Vermont, San Francisco over Murray State. I could have just said UCLA over Akron, but the odds was better if you take Johnny Juzang for 15 points. And give me Kansas plus 11 for the win over Texas Southern.
Skip, what you got?
I got a short one. Because these are the games I'm waiting on to win. UConn over New Mexico State. Arkansas cover the spread on Vermont. They -5. Murray State over San Francisco, money line. And the San Diego State, Crittenton game, go over 121.
I got them at one. You guys said they just was moving that. You see, they was moving that up. Mm-hmm. Brand got them at 119. I got them at 120.
Yeah, I got them at
121, so they was just moving that one up. So they better go over. It's gonna go over.
And San Diego State gonna beat though.
I don't care who wins. I just need them to score over 120.
I hope they score 75 to 70.
Right. We don't care about who wins. We just need them to score over a certain one. So yeah. Y'all need to start listening, man. Y'all hard headed. Y'all don't listen on bets. I've been hitting.
Yeah, this is my fourth right straight now, night. Bro, been on fire.
And these guys don't listen to nothing.
How many days straight?
This is just three. I'm trying to hit this fourth.
I'm about to hit four because we got the same bet going.
I hope so. I hope this one hit. Y'all gotta listen, man. Y'all hard headed.
Well, bro, you will send some shit at 4 a.m. Followed by 110 messages.
Then
you put $4,000 on some shit.
Yeah, y'all don't pay attention, man.
What be killing me, we been discussing shit all day. Then he wait till 7 o'clock where a nigga already bet about $100 and he want to finally send his bets.
And then
the bet, you look at his bet, that nigga got
$120 on that bitch.
Like, nigga, I already spent $100. I'm not putting no more money on this shit for the
day. That's how you got to hit. That's how that boy Brand be hit. That's how you got to hit. Got to put that money on it.
Brand, shout out to Brand. That nigga a guru at this shit. But he literally, right now, Brand is on the couch watching ESPN, nigga. Waiting on two games. And he going to send that shit like, I just won $12,000.
That's like, insane to me.
Y'all see absolutely all the bets insane, I sent y'all earlier like that? It was one of them days.
Well, no. You said with the cash out, he ain't hit because you said he don't cash out. And that one lost because the Bears probably, had got blue.
But it was one day, nigga, 12-21.
Bears didn't get blue. If you look at it, it said that Bears was in the red zone.
No. Look at that game again. I remember that bet because I remember I woke up and I asked Skip. I'm like, did he cash out because Bears got blue? And his Skip was like, he don't cash out. I'm like, well, he lost that one. No, he lost that bet. Bears got beat by like 10.
Yeah, I think he did lose that bet. You're right. But
I mean, I've been on pace to catch something once a week. Caught something last Thursday.
I would have won if it weren't for these two motherfuckers. Me, it was my fault for listening to these.
Man, do your picks, bro.
Fucking idiots, man.
But so,
it's all good.
All right. Well, thank you again, America, for joining us. We're always live each and every Thursday, YouTube, Spotify, High Expectations, the podcast. Any thoughts, guys, before we get up out of here?
Stay safe, always.
Ain't that crazy? Look how much he took, though. That's insane.
Nigga put $10,000.
Yeah, the odds was nothing. North Carolina. 10 and went to win 36, almost 36,000. Insane. North Carolina was up by like 40 in that game, so that was an easy win. They won by like 30.
That's yeah, because I got them for 26.
Yeah, they won by something insane.
Minus 26.
So yeah. Any other than that, guys, join us again.
Hey, real quick, did y'all say who gonna win it all? NCAA.
Yeah. I said Kansas. And he said
Kentucky.
And who you got, real
Baylor
quick?
Baylor for the repeat.
Arizona.
Arizona do got a good team. Yeah,
they're number one seed coming in this tournament.
I give you that. That's a good pick. All right, guys.
Y'all sleeping on Baylor, though, man.
Oh, yeah. Baylor got them. Baylor got them.
Well, Baylor always got a good team, man. They do.
Niggas out there. Who
yeah, man? They do. They got a real good team out there.
Baylor lock in on you on that defensive side. So, if you can't get past.
Yeah, they
you can't get
how
past.
How they did they last can, year. Yeah. Motherfuckers. What they, the Baylor Bears? Mm-hmm. The motherfuckers was out there playing some bear defense.
For sure.
All right, so we back next Thursday. We'll catch y'all live here again. High Expectations, the podcast. As always, I'm your host, Moolah. Stay safe. Stay humble. Drew, I'll see you next week. Skip, I'll see you next week. We out of here, America.
We out.
What's up?
Be safe.
Make a move, make it matter.
Yeah.
Forget the rest.
How y'all feeling
better? You're rocking with the best radio station on the planet. SDM, live unplugged.